Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Randy the Dakota MGTOW. He didn't give me a topic, and I'm just doing this video as a bonus video for him. I keep hearing everywhere that young men should go into the trades, because college is too expensive these days, and it's just an indoctrination camp. I was talking to somebody about this when I mentioned that I went to a polytechnic university, which is a combination of theory and practice. I had horrible theory professors in my main field of study, but my elective professors were pretty good. My practical teachers or instructors would come in roughly 1 or 2 days a week and then spend the rest of their time working in their own companies. It was a good balance because you could get a university theory education as well as a practical community college experience for the same price, which is a great thing. But that polytechnic university had went on to become its very own full university and dropped the polytechnic thing. I keep hearing so many Americans complaining about high tuitions. If I was in the States, instead of paying $20,000 a year or more in tuition, I'd go to Canada to a city like Toronto and get a tuition for around $5,000 US per year for an undergrad degree. That's why there's so many Chinese kids coming up to Canada to get their LGBTQ LMNOP indoctrination education. I keep hearing that there's a shortage of skilled trades now too. But what if in 5 to 10 years, there are too many men working in the trades? The cost of labor in the trades will end up going down, and people need to wake up to the fact that that's probably what the elites want. And most guys don't realize this yet. Male and female labor is being separated. Women are being put into higher education and becoming the majority of the so-called intelligentsia. Most guys I've spoken with look at education as something that's simply utilitarian. I keep hearing from many men that the only reason to go to university is just to go for the STEM fields. But university was never simply about getting job skills and employment. That's more of a recent thing. It was always about enriching your mind and learning about the world and how to think. Wealthy people would finish their schooling and then head to places like Egypt or the South Pacific to learn more about the world and then complete their formal education. It should be about exploration and learning about new ideas that would change your perception of reality. Basically, enlightenment. Today, it's just indoctrination camps for women. And that's why less men are going than ever. It's like the great ideas are being censored, but the universities haven't figured out yet that men can simply use the internet to enlighten themselves. Governments, however, are figuring that out and will soon censor the internet in places like Canada. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women becoming more educated than males, while men only learn enough to be repairmen clown world show. Canada might pass its Bill C-11 later this year, and begin to restrict information that people in Canada can access. At the same time, enrollment for men in universities is at an all-time low, when compared to the women out there. I've often said that women want a man that's smart enough to be useful, but dumb enough to be used. If many men go into the trades and don't receive a formal education in more abstract things and philosophy, then it'll be society itself in Canada making sure that men are only dumb enough to be used. So many people have fallen for the whole bro you need to become a plumber or electrician story, without thinking about the longer term consequences. In the mid-90s, when I was being pushed to go to university by guidance counselors and teachers, the idea was that it was a good idea. But in the end, there were too many university graduates, so that drove down the wages of those with them. Humans are great at extrapolating the past and what people did to become successful before, and then projecting that into the future and basically expecting to get the same results by doing the same thing, even after 5 to 10 years. If I was still young today, I would seek out my bachelor and fine farts degree that I got, especially if the government decides to censor the internet. There will still be more rebel professors in some universities out there that hopefully won't be afraid of telling the truth about things even if the internet is censored at some point. My first red pill was received in a pop culture class by my professor. Today, what that professor said would probably be seen as racist, sexist, and anti-Semitic. He would probably get canceled today even if he was a tenured professor. the elites don't seem to care about women going to university, because they rarely, if ever, wake up from new knowledge. But men do. And that's why they're the ones that are probably being pushed the whole time that they need to go into the trades, bro. They want a world where women get all the theory and no action, and men get all the action and little to no theory. Imagine college in the 1920s or 1930s, when there were rarely any women around. You can actually focus on your studies and explore your mind. It was a place designed to educate you about how the whole world actually worked. At some point, you could take political economics as a degree in university, until it was separated into two degrees, politics and economics. Probably because if you understood both, you would know that big business bribes politicians and keeps the wheels greased. It's just really sad that so many young men are being pushed towards a vulgar working culture as well. You become a repairman and tech support for civilization, and not a leader or thinker. I've been around enough blue-collar types for about a year in the scrap metal business to know this. It was all about big trucks, tools, and masculine things, but you're just a utility for women in the state, because most of those men couldn't actually think for themselves. Except for guys like Vench and MGTOW, of course. Rest his soul. He used to complain about many of his dumb co-workers on his channel, and his attempts to wake them up usually failed. Anywho, I see the state taking advantage of the majority of men's instincts to be interested in things instead of people. Pride in your work is also important, but you have to be careful not to pick up on the culture of the brain-dead worker apes. I'm not saying all of them are like that, but a good portion of them. That many men are mostly controlled through their pride in their work and their ability to provide for their families. Even if they don't have a family, many will still work themselves to death over time. If they ever hit it big, I've noticed that some of them get a complex that they aren't educated. I knew one guy that recently got divorced from his wife, that had a landscaping and junk removal business, and he was always very successful, but always had an inferiority complex when it comes to never having gotten a formal university education. The guys that tell you to only go to STEM in university also get it wrong. They don't seem to realize that all you're doing if you become an engineer or scientist is you'll become a king over all the vulgar working apes out there. Mind you, sometimes it's nice to be around low IQ apes. It reminds me of hanging around with people back in the 1990s. But in the end, I get easily bored because many men like that have very to little no interest in culture and philosophy, and the elites want it that way. So what can we do at this point if higher education is becoming an indoctrination camp, while the internet is becoming increasingly censored in many countries, with CUNTRES, even Hammerhand the MGTOW monk just dropped the acronym, and is now known as the Monk on Top of the Mound on his new YouTube channel. Censorship is increasing. Now I'm seeing hit pieces about Sigma males saying that they're all part of toxic masculinity. Yes, you're toxic to a woman in the hierarchy if you want to escape it. Toxic because you don't want to be a useful idiot slave to the state. If you're promoting the trades to young guys, you're missing the point. Promote to them the idea that knowledge and information used in conjunction with critical thinking instead of simple critical race theory is the way to go. Recently, I was listening to a famous investor. I think it was Stan Druckenmiller. And he was basically asked what's the most important advice he could give a young investor, and he said to basically project the world a year and a half from now and prepare your financial position for that future. I think that if you're a young person, you have to project the job market out 10 to 15 years into that future. If most guys are flooding into the trade schools today, then the world will basically be flooded with surplus workers in 5 to 10 years. So you need to go into a different direction. What that is, I don't know. But be flexible and be willing to adapt. If you can't do that, then become a teacher or nurse or something. If you're an extrovert and want a stable, safe income. Clearly, those are the fields that mostly women go into. But those positions are usually hell if you're an introvert or a male, because they are unchallenging and usually full of gynocrats. You have to try and imagine what is yet to be. For example, in 1995, I had no idea that I would be a webmaster in the year 2000, making money off of online advertising. That industry didn't even exist. In 2005, before YouTube, I never would have actually been able to imagine that I'd be a YouTuber by 2011. That's what I mean by trying to keep your mind open and see new industries when they pop up, and then jump into them as an early adopter. If you do, then you have first mover advantage in the market that's actually growing faster than the number of people moving into it, to fill it. Being a business that's only recently been established means it's not stable, so that means women are not likely to go there either. Of course, you need to be prepared for when that eventually does happen. Even if you are super successful, always be on the lookout for how jealous women with giners will try and sabotage you and push you out of something relatively new. After it's stabilized, trying to take it for themselves. Do work that's super difficult or doesn't have a rule book, because if it's something new, you'll be safe from women trying to take it, because they won't understand it yet, or from being saturated too quickly. But once enough guys and gals figure it out and flood into there, there'll be competition, and you'll lose your relative monopoly power. Just like when I converted over to video instead of photography. There were a good 4 to 5 years where guys needed to learn how to shoot and edit, skills I already learned in the late 90s and early 2000s, working briefly in television that allowed me to jump onto online video production immediately. Skill sets like writing, editing, and other forms of communication are valuable in many fields, or choosing what types of information people are interested in listening to. If I was going into the trades today, I'd go into something like installing Bitcoin mining rigs in remote areas with hydroelectric power. It's down now, but in 4 years, it'll be booming. Or I'd become a car mechanic because I would have my own shop and it's a really good money. Even if you specialize in tires or bodywork, and that's the only thing you do, you won't starve, and you'll usually make enough good money over the longer term. I would be careful doing such work, though, depending on how fragile your body is. Maybe get a summer job as a Costco mechanic or Walmart if they still service cars these days, and learn the ropes and see if it's for you. With so many of the trades, don't invest in a community college education until you see if you actually enjoy doing the work. I knew I would enjoy writing and thinking because I took creative writing and philosophy courses before too. I wouldn't have gotten that experience in a community college, so university really helped me basically hone my thinking skills. There's nothing wrong with getting paid to try a job instead of actually investing for a 3-year education before that. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Randy for the support. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that many guys are smashing down the doors into the trades, only to find that they will smash the hourly rates for such jobs when they graduate. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you could do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the guys that invest in a trades education only to realize that there are too many other guys in the same industry away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.